I'm Anne from No Dudes Radio Hour. X-Ray FM holds a microphone up to Portland and is the best place to learn about what's happening with art, music, and civics in our community. Radio is yours.
You're listening to an X-Ray replay. This show has been on the air before, but we loved it so much we thought we'd share it again. We hope you enjoy.
You're listening to KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming all across the globe at xray.fm. You're tuned into Record Lections with DJ Hellbooks. My name is DJ Hellbooks. Record Lections is a weekly zine, of course, where I just attempt to extrapolate and personalize precious pieces of vinyl that have influenced me as a writer of music, producer of music, collector of music, and overall devotee to this magical thing, music. And today I've decided to pick a person, a very important person in the history of Italian cinema. Not very well known over here, but people in the know really do respect him. Filmmakers and, you know, of course, soundtrack artists and things like that. You know, on the show, I do like to focus on soundtracks every once in a while. One of the titans of this particular genre of music is Piero Piccioni from Italy, the Italian composer who composed so many scores for different movies, both mainstream and, you know, cool and counterculture and all that types of stuff. What I really like about him is that his oeuvre is really stretched out. It really covers a lot of different types of music, from really pastoral kind of classical pieces all the way to bossa nova, a little bit of rock and roll and pop. You know, when you hear that sort of sound, you'll definitely hear kind of a stringed retro sort of thing. You know, we always do a lot of 60s and 70s around here. And of course, that's when he was really popping. But his talent can't be matched. And for the next hour or so, I'm going to attempt to kind of cover a lot of the ground that he did, kind of picking from some of my little favorite pieces here and there. He put out a lot. And, you know, a lot of the movies that he did are in the Italian language. So really, as far as my personal connection, not really knowing Italian, you know, not having access to a lot of the films, but having access to the soundtracks themselves, I really work on this about, soundtracks being about feeling, being about what's really, sort of weeding out the different parts of the soul of a particular scene that you're watching, and really sort of carrying, creating the atmosphere, and the lack thereof, or the addition of music can really just add to whatever's going on. So, of course, I'm going to celebrate that for the next 58 minutes or so. Thanks so much for joining me. This is 1 hour Piero Piccioni, some deep soundtrack work. Thanks for coming along for the ride. This is X-Ray FM. Our radio is yours.
chi mi chiama? Chi mi chiama?
I feel like the older I get and the more and more sounds that come into my brain, I really kind of move towards music as a table setter, a mood table setter. I think in my younger years, a lot of music was tied to a visual, tied to a particular person or a movement or an idea, way of life perhaps. But once you get, get a little bit slower, your priorities sort of change. A lot of the way things are structured, a lot of the way that melodies and chords are kind of like manipulated, are really, really interesting to me. And, you know, of course, heavy soundtrack engineers, particularly Italian ones, you know, when you think about Ennio Morricone or Piero Piccioni, these were two people that made a lot of sounds and were really prolific and were able to do interesting things with strings and drums or non-drums and things like that. Over the last hour, I played selections from, you know, a lot of movies that, you know, particular soundtracks that they're known for. Don't want to butcher too many of these titles, but, you know, Una Vita Violenta, Temptation, Incante Preobiti, amongst others. If you have any questions about what I played, of course, I put those in the playlist with the titles and the OSTs there from. Some of these are just from little collections that he made, not necessarily attached to movies. If you're curious, go ahead and check that out. I'm going to keep on this track of playing some of my favorite Italian scores from the great Piero Piccioni here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. Thank you.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Portland's own Atlas Tattoo. The crew at Atlas has served Portland proudly for over 20 years with tattoos and lively banter. More information about Atlas Tattoo can be found at atlastattoo.com or in person at 4543 North Albina Avenue.
Yeah.
And now we've reached the end of yet another chapter of Recordless from DJ Hell Books. Today's theme was the soundtrack work of Piero Piccioni, the great Italian composer who did so many films, a lot of them a lot of us have never seen, probably never will see, a lot of these rare and intricate kind of sounds exist in the Italian oeuvre. So if you know the Italian language, or if you have access to those films, you will of course recognize his work. You will be a fan probably already. There's movies such as Fumo di Londra, James Braun work here and there, and Sarah Una Volta, just amongst others. If you have any questions about Outplayed, of course you go down to xray.fm, click on shows. When you see Thursday's shows, you'll see Record Lessons, and you can check out this show and all of the other shows that I've done since the beginning of my time here at X-Ray. And while you're down there, you can become a member, you can check out the other shows, and just kind of see all the news that's going on down here. We have a lot of media trying to big up the Portland area. And, of course, we could always use support as a member or a donor, or just stick right here and listen to the station and dig what's going on. Tons of DJs, lots of great ideas, sharing their love of music to the world, just like me. So without further ado, I'm going to go out into the Portland night air. I want you to remember, love music because music loves you. Certainly dig Piero Piccioni if you haven't checked him out too much. And, have a great night, Portland. I'll see you next week.
Howl is your weekly spot to turn back the clocks and hear the tracks from way, way back. True, blue, moldy, goldy oldies with me, DJ AM Gold. Join me for the platters that matter in a scratchy blend of the standards and forgotten gems that remain the building blocks of popular music. Week after week on X-Ray FM's original oldies radio show, Hootin' Howl. That's Hootin' Howl, 5 p.m. every Sunday. Live and archived at X-Ray FM.